But first, we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we go talk to my man Greg Schwartz of the Bleacher Report. NBA Finals are out of the way, man. And we got a new champion, Greg.
We do. It's about time.
Man, I feel like we can't say that.
I think everybody outside of Oakland's happy about that.
Man, we can't say that for a minute. Golly. But the Raptors do it.
Seems like a lot longer.
Man, I had so much to get to and so much to talk to. I think one of the things that really overshadowed the game were the injuries. And one of the things that came out of it was obviously the Kevin Durant injury, going back to that. And, you know, down 3-1, Kevin Durant comes out and obviously he gets hurt. When you look at him, Kevin Durant, getting injured, what do you think? I believe the ripple effects are with that in terms of free agency. He has this surgery on that Achilles injury. Who knows how long he'll be out next year. But what is that looking like as far as his return to Oakland? What are your thoughts on that? And where do you think he lands? And is a team going to give him a max deal knowing he potentially might be out a whole entire year next year?
Yeah, I think it's interesting for, I think most people around the NBA, if you talk to them, they would have said, well, you know, Kevin Durant's going to the Knicks. He's not going to come back to the Golden State Warriors. Perhaps there were some, you know, feelings of maybe being a little bit underappreciated, with the whole thing with Draymond this year, of Draymond reportedly telling him, you know, go ahead and leave. We don't need you. We won without you. How quickly that can change.
Yeah.
Clearly they did need him to win a title. And, you know, maybe if Clay stays healthy, they win game six and they go on and somehow they pull off game seven and win without Durant. But, you know, clearly they were shorthanded and it certainly seemed like they needed Durant. I actually think this injury, with that happening, him going to be out all next year, I think it's far more likely he comes back to Golden State. And it's just a feeling I have. I remember going back to 2015, Kevin Love gets hurt in the first round. He has to watch the Cavs basically go to the finals without him. And he was going into unrestricted free agency at the time. He got questions all year where he was going to go. When the Lakers were in town, you had reporters from Los Angeles asking him, oh, are you thinking about joining the Lakers? You know, I mean, he got peppered with questions all year. And I remember he wrote a really good article in the Players Tribune right after that and basically said, like, you know, just sitting there hurts, and just watching my team in the finals, like, you know, I've never wanted to be on a court more, and I just felt like I have such unfinished business here. And, you know, that, I mean, and then he ended up signing the very first night of free agency. There was no, he didn't even take a meeting with anybody else. He immediately re-signed with the Cavs when a lot of people thought, well, maybe he'll go somewhere else and have a bigger role. And I don't know. I get the same kind of vibe and feelings with Durant. For a while, it seemed like, okay, well, you know, if teams don't want to give him a max contract, he can pick up his player option. He's still going to make $31 million. Like, he's not going to be poor next year. He's still going to get paid. Now, if you're Golden State and, you know, it doesn't look good that you allowed him to play. Wow. If he was that susceptible to injury, now it's going to look bad on you if you don't offer him a full 5-year max contract. Mm. And I think that's, you know, especially among agents who potentially want to send their players to Golden State in the future, that's going to leave a really bad taste in a lot of people's mouths if they don't offer him that max. So I think they do. They're the only team, obviously, that can give him 5 years. That 5-year deal can reach $220 million. I think that actually the injury kind of swings it to the point where I think Durant will be back in Golden State on a 5-year max.
Wow. Wow. And so let's go down this rabbit hole of chain of events. So now you have Kevin Durant in your mind saying, okay, well, they offer him a 5-year max. Now let's talk about the other free agent. Let's talk about the Splash Brother himself, Klay Thompson. Now, you know, Klay Thompson, he has a little tricky deal with the fact that he did not make one of the NBA all-NBA teams, right? So he did not make one of those teams, so they couldn't offer him one of the Supermax contracts, which was he was totally upset about. And there's a great clip of him finding out he did make it for, I think, Kemba Walker or somebody. So he tears his ACL in game six. He's going to obviously be out some part of next year and be slowed down. What are your thoughts on him? And obviously, he's one of the core guys of, you know, of what Golden State is. What are your thoughts on him moving forward and what he does as far as his deal?
I think Clay is the easiest of the top 5 to 10 free agents. I think he's the easiest one to predict. I would say 99% sure he's going to come back to Golden State. It's going to be a 5-year, $190 million max offer. Had he made the All-NBA team, like you said, he made a Supermax, it would have been 5 years, $220 million. So he missed out on about $30 million because Kemba got the last spot over Clay and Bradley Beal were the other two. So, again, if you're Golden State, that looks really bad if you don't come to him with a max offer. With as much pain as he played through in the NBA Finals, as much as he's meant to that team for the last 8 years, I mean, he's been extremely durable during the majority of his time there. This is his first major injury there. Mm. The success that they've had, obviously, with him there, he's only 29 years old. Obviously, he's going to miss a lot of next year, probably looking at February or March, maybe around the All-Star break for a return. And then, you know, best case scenario, he gets his win back and then he's back with you for the playoffs next season. Unfortunately, Durant will not be. But Clay has a chance. I think his is the easiest free agency situation. I think they offer him a full max on the very first night. I think he accepts it, no questions asked. I know there was a report out yesterday, I think it was ESPN, asked his dad, you know, what do you expect out of Clay's free agency? And, you know, Clay's dad, Michael Thompson, works in the radio booth for the Los Angeles Lakers. So there was maybe some talk earlier in the year that he could go there. He was 100% sure that Clay was going to re-sign with the Warriors. He wasn't trying to recruit him to the Lakers. He didn't say, "Oh, I'd love to see him in a Laker uniform." Wow. I think he realizes that he's got a good thing going in Golden State. Yeah, he's going to miss part of the season, but you know, guys come back from ACL injuries a lot easier than they come back from Achilles injuries now. So I think Clay will be back in Golden State, and I don't think that's a deal that's going to take a long time to finish.
Well, so that leaves, and we're talking to Greg Schwartz of the Bleacher Report on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. That leaves us down to the last guy. You look at Draymond Green. I think he's going to be a free agent at the end of next year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
End of next year. Some are saying, okay, what is his value? He's really valuable on a team like Golden State. Many say, not so much valuable on other teams. What is his value moving forward for Golden State? He played really well when Kevin Durant went down. Is there any signs of them saying, we might want to move on for Draymond Green, try to get something for him, and try to reshuffle this deck and try to make their team a little bit better while KD is on the bench?
I mean, they've maintained from the start that they want everybody back and they're willing to pay everybody. Now, I don't know if that means that Draymond's necessarily going to get a max deal, but certainly if he looks around that team and he looks at, okay, well, Steph got a max deal and Clay's going to get a max deal and they're going to offer, I don't know if he's going to accept it, but, you know, Kevin Durant's probably going to get a max offer and he's going to be like, well, wait a minute, you know, there's four All-Stars on this team. The first three got a max deal. Are you really not going to offer me one? And maybe he won't. Maybe he doesn't care about that as much. Maybe if they just offer him $20 million a year, he's good with that, and he'll take that and accept it and move forward. I don't know. But he's pretty well compensated right now as it is.
Yeah.
But everybody around him is getting these big raises. The question is, if Golden State doesn't offer him a max, does anybody else?
Right.
I don't know, because we've never seen him basically on a non-dynasty team. You know, would he be very good on a different team? Yeah, he'd still be a very good defender, a good passer. You know, he's not going to ever be a big-time scorer, three-point shooter, but he still has value on a lot of different teams. But does he have max contract value? I think that's what a lot of GMs are going to have to ask themselves. Now, the one good thing for Draymond is next year, the free agency class is not half as good as it is this year. You're going to see Anthony Davis is going to be the star of the free agency class next year. If there's a chance Kevin Durant only takes a 1-year deal and goes back into free agency next year, that'll help that class. But as we have so many good free agents this year, and we don't have that next year. And so you're going to see a lot of bad contracts, especially teams like the Cavs, the Heat. They're shedding a lot of bad money this coming summer, and they're going to have cap space in 2020. So I think Draymond's going to get paid by somebody. I just don't know if anybody else is going to give him a max deal.
You know, transitioning to actually on the court business, you look at the NBA Finals and you look at Kawhi Leonard and what he did of just, I think we kind of forgot how good Kawhi was, like, a couple years ago after missing basically a whole year with that quad injury. And he comes back and turns into pretty much, top 1, 2, 3 players in the league and puts that team on his back. He wins the championship, finals MVP. Your thoughts on the viability of the Toronto Raptors moving forward and just your initial gut thoughts on him staying in Toronto?
I think if the Raptors had, let's say they would have lost in the second round, which they almost did. Let's not forget about that. They went to Game 7 against Philadelphia, and, Kawhi Leonard had that shot that bounced around the rim and went in. If that shot doesn't go in, they go to overtime and lose, you're looking at a second-round exit, and everybody's going to say, well, Kawhi Leonard's going to leave. I still think the Clippers have a good chance to sign Kawhi Leonard, just because he's from the L.A. area. I don't think he's going to go to the Lakers. I don't think he wants to put up with that drama. He seems like a pretty low-key guy. He can go to the Clippers. He can get a max offer. They have cap space to add some pieces around him. They have good players already. Like I said, he's from LA. He went to college in San Diego State. He bought a $13 million mansion there earlier this year. I mean, you can connect a lot of dots and say, okay, Kawhi Leonard obviously has a love for California. I don't think it would surprise anybody if he went back there and joined a team like the Clippers. However, with them winning the title, I mean, that's, how do you walk away from that? Especially when you know if you re-sign with them, you can get a 5-year, $190 million deal. Whereas if you go to the Clippers or somebody else, it's down to 4 years, $140 million, if you max out and you don't send the 1-1. So he can get an extra $50 million guaranteed if he comes back to the Raptors. They basically have the entire same team coming back next year. Danny Green's going to be an unrestricted free agent. He's the only change in the starting lineup. You've got Lowry for one more year before he hits unrestricted free agency. Marc Gasol has a $25 million player option, which at his age and the lack of center movement on the market, I'm sure he'll pick that up and he'll want to come back. You basically have the same team coming back next year, except you're going to get OG Anunoby back, who was arguably for a while.
Wow. He was better than Siakam.
People forget about him.
He was better than Siakam. He was a better prospect than Siakam, and then Siakam turns into Siakam now.
Right. So put Anunoby in that equation for next year, who's fully expected to be healthy at the start of the training camp. I mean, that's huge. You think that playing the Cavs in the playoffs last year, Anunoby was the guy we were talking about. He was the guy that was being asked to guard LeBron James. We weren't talking about Siakam, who was coming off the bench. So the Raptors have a really good team next year. And then the year after that, they can shed. You've got $34 million from Lowry's contract coming off the books. Assuming Marc Gasol picks up that player option, that's another $25 million coming off the books. Serge Ibaka's $22, $23 million contract comes off the books. So you basically got the same roster coming back. And then after that, if you fall short and, Lowry's, maybe losing a step with his age and Gasol the same thing, now you've got cap space the year after that. So the Raptors are in a really good position. And with them winning the title, I'd say they're probably going to be the favorites to re-sign Kawhi right now.
Talking to Greg Schwartz of the Bleacher Report on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And I want to give you this. This is my my grand thesis. My grand thesis statement is that the injury to Klay Thompson and the injury to Kevin Durant has now shifted the NBA once again. And one more time, it looked as if LeBron James was not in position to win any more titles. The basketball gods have shined upon LeBron James one more time. And I wholeheartedly believe that now LeBron James is somewhere in a gym working overtime, lifting weights, getting in the best shape of his life, because for the first time in a long time, the league is wide open again. What do you say? If they get any people, I'm not even talking about Anthony Davis. I believe that LeBron James has in a renewed vigor because guess what? It's open. It's wide open.
Yeah, I feel like there's been like a cloud over the NBA for the last couple of years where no matter what you did, you looked at it and you said, well, we're not better than Golden State. You know, I hate to say it, Toronto was not better than Golden State this year. Mm-mm. They weren't. If Golden State was, if you had a fully healthy Kevin Durant, a fully healthy Klay Thompson, the Warriors are probably the title. They're probably going to win the title this year. I'm just being honest. That's probably what, nothing against the Raptors. They were a fantastic team. But if everybody's healthy on Golden State, you probably win that title. If those guys aren't hurt, if those guys don't get hurt, you look into next year, they're the title favorites again. That's just how good they've been. And this is like the first time, and you look at it and you're like, well, there's no way, even if Durant resigns with them, he's not going to play for him next year with the Achilles injury. Klay Thompson, if he comes back, you maybe get him in February or March. This is the first time